Governor Sean Parnell has decided to let the federal government run Alaska's health insurance exchange. The exchange is required under the Affordable Care Act. It's an online marketplace that will give consumers an easy way to buy pre-approved insurance plans. Parnell says setting up a state-run exchange would be too costly. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The state hired a Boston-based consulting group to study the various exchange options. The report they produced predicts an Alaska exchange would cost a minimum of $35 million to set up. Governor Parnell says that was a big factor in his decision.
I figure that the federal government is better situated to manage the cost of its program that it's mandating upon us.
Parnell is a big opponent of the Affordable Care Act. He joined 26 states in suing to overturn the law, but the Supreme Court largely upheld it last month. Parnell was the only governor who turned down a $1 million grant the federal government offered early on to take the first steps towards an insurance exchange. The federal government is also offering tens of millions of dollars to states in additional money to help establish exchanges. But Parnell says he's not interested.
Well, certainly they made an offer, but nothing is ever free when it comes from the federal government. So I figured they could spend their money on federal employees doing that work rather than us trying to use some of their money, some of our money, and trying to get to, you know, an approval of an exchange system here. They're much better situated to deal with their own mandates than we are.
The federally run health insurance exchange will be tailored for Alaska. And Parnell says even that option will cost the state some money. Fewer than 15 states so far have already set up state-run exchanges or are in the process of doing it. They're required to be up and running by January 1st, 2014. Senator Hollis French, a Democrat from Anchorage, has been a big supporter of a state-run exchange. He says Alaska will miss out by turning over the job to the feds.
The argument for a state-run health exchange all along has been that it's something that's designed by Alaskans for Alaskans and not imposed upon us by Washington, D.C.
French worries that under a federally run exchange, Alaskans won't be eligible for the rich subsidies the Affordable Care Act provides for purchasing insurance. The law is unclear on that point, and experts disagree on how it will ultimately be interpreted. French is also worried the federal government won't do as good a job making sure uninsured Alaskans use the exchange. And that's a real concern, according to Taylor Burke, a national health policy expert at George Washington University, who's a big supporter of the law.
The state knows its people better, and the state's going to be able to do outreach better and marketing better to find those living in communities of lower socioeconomic status that need help getting into the actual exchange system. Now, if the feds roll in and try to do this, they're not going to have the institutional knowledge of what communities and what counties and what neighborhoods need the most attention.
Burke thinks Governor Parnell is making a big mistake.
A state that decides not to set up an exchange because they are politically against the Affordable Care Act runs up against the very ironic problem that by doing nothing for political reasons, you are actually inviting the federal government in to do it for you. So that, in fact, will invite more government intervention than less.
Governor Parnell agrees with Burke. That is a concern, but he says the federal exchange will have to operate under state law, so the cost factor outweighed worries over intrusion by the federal government. The governor is still debating another big Affordable Care Act decision, whether to expand Medicaid. The federal government is paying nearly 100% of the cost of the expansion for the first 3 years, but Parnell is worried that isn't a sure deal.
I think it's fair to say that if I had to make the decision today, I would not expand Medicaid for concern over costs and the uncertain future of Medicaid on the federal side. So I do have significant concerns about costs being shifted to the states under any expansion.
The expansion would allow about 30,000 additional low-income Alaskans to qualify for Medicaid. Parnell says he'll probably wait until after the November election to make the decision. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.